This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The emotional, the sweet things in life, all part of the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is off today having, I was going to say, polluted the air, participated in another, they're working hard to change things in California, some people are, and so they've chosen her to do a lot of the, not mentoring necessarily, although I guess it is sort of mentoring in a way, getting people to come to events and listen to politicians who are vying for various public offices. So she's doing a lot of that, and it usually is late in the evening when that ends up, so she's wiping her eyes at the moment, now stirring somewhat. Meanwhile, here, in fact, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, we have a fraternity and a sorority of really interesting people for your listening and dining pleasure here. The story of Lakeith Smith, who is 18, was tried as an adult under Alabama's accomplice liability law, sentenced to 65 years in prison yesterday after rejecting a plea deal that recommended he get 25 years. So the bottom line here is that he was found guilty of felony murder, burglary, and theft for a robbery near Montgomery, Alabama. He apparently was not the person that killed the victim. There were a group of five people accused in the theft, but they all were tried individually, and so he was given a chance to take 25 years, and he said, no, I'll take my chances. It sounded like a bad episode of Bull. At any rate, he was accused of being responsible for some of the acts that led to the death of this person, and he was sentenced to 65 years instead of 25, which is what he'd been offered. I often wonder how prickly those deals are. But you know, you see a lot of that stuff on, discussed on television programs. But Do they really happen in real life? And here's an example of one that did.
Yeah. What's so bizarre? When I was looking at the story, because they were involved in a robbery, I was thinking, oh, so this group of kids went into a house, and then someone in the house was shot and killed. Mm-hmm. But a neighbor saw them going into the house and called the police, and a police officer came and confronted them. And the police officer is the one who shot and killed one of the kids that was involved in the robbery, but the other friend who was there is the one that's being charged with it. I understand that maybe it's justified that someone
guilt
who's involved
by association, in a manner of speaking, the victim didn't get killed, but somebody was a victim, and
I don't know. It seems like, okay, so these kids were involved in a robbery, and it was justified, I guess, of self-defense or something like that, that a police officer shot and killed one of them. I don't really understand. Even if you were also involved in the robbery and helped lead to the situation that caused someone to die, I don't understand why this one person who was not holding the weapon
gets more than everybody else.
Yeah. And I mean, the person who was killed was just as guilty as the kid who's going to jail. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand why
did you find that the other three were not convicted or sentenced to any time at all?
That's
was
what it
just
looks
this one
like.
Kid?
Yeah, it looks like it's just one kid,
myself.
So I don't really understand when everyone appears, unless there's more information.
Did they take the deal? Was there a deal that was made with them? One would wonder.
I guess I'll have to do more research, because I don't even see anything about the other three people.
The story underscores the justice system that we have in our country and how it is kind of weird.
There's no regularity to it. It's
not,
everything
not at all.
Is you know, and every case is different, but it just seems bizarre that someone could go to jail for that many years for a robbery that someone else was killed in that they didn't really have any involvement in the killing of.
Good point. All right, let's continue the saga of the spies in England who have been in the hospital for more than a month that were poisoned by Putin and his agents. reality, apparently they have to go through a lot of treatment even though they get out of the hospital, but they're being given citizenship or some kind of a visa to come to America and disappear. Did you see that?
No.
They're coming, the United States is giving them, they're going to hide them over here so the Russians can't get them, which I thought was kind of interesting. She's a Russian citizen, and I believe, well, he's a Russian, they're both Russian citizens, right? Even though they've been living in England, and apparently they can't protect them over there, so the American government says, we'll take them over here. So they're going to bring them back. The father had been in Moscow and came back to England the day that they were attacked, or the day after, I think. It was right, he'd been over there. He was a former Russian military intelligence officer, convicted in Russia of spying for Britain. He was in Russia in prison, and then he settled after a spy swap. He came back when, they have these trades all the time that you never hear about, I think. But then they were determined to get rid of him anyway. And so that's why the botched attempt to kill him and his daughter as well. So now in order not to let him do the job, they're going to bring him to America. Which, anybody's got a problem, here we are. Come on over. We'll take care of you. I don't know that I have a problem. I don't know whether I've thought it through enough to think, do I have a problem with that or not? Does that put us at risk, or do our law enforcement people have to look out a little bit more because of this sort of thing? Yes or no? Is this, I suppose if you can't come to America, where can you go?
Yeah.
No, you don't sound too excited about it.
Well, I'm not.
Well, but the other, I don't know that I guess I do care one way or another. It's just us being at risk for one more thing, for one more reason. But anyway, I think the government has already agreed to have him come over here if what I read on the plane last night was accurate.
What about other nice places like Canada?
Yeah, send them to someplace else in the British Isles.
Right.
Send them to one of the British protectorates. Like, you can get lost down in South Africa pretty easily. And in Australia, man, if you can't get lost in Australia.
But think about it. If you can't get lost in Canada,
you get lost pretty easily up there, too. Yeah.
Canada's just, it's the landmass alone, it's just huge.
Big.
And there are not a lot of people in certain densely populated areas, but if you think about it, I would think Canada would be...
93 million people live in the whole country?
Yeah.
Something like that.
It would be very easy to just disappear and go off the grid in Canada.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, there's some advice.
There's my advice. Go to Canada.
Go to Canada. See the world. Here's some more advice. Those of you who are trying to figure out what the best way is to lose weight, we're beyond the beginning of the year when everybody goes bananas for all of the Jenny Craig and the Weight Watchers, and you ate too much for Christmas and New Year's and the holidays. So let's go to the gym, or let's get on one of these programs. Now all of that hysteria is over. I'm going to give you the way to really lose weight. Calitren. Calotren. You're going to hear a lot about this company because it is such a healthy choice. And that's what you need. You don't want to go on some crazy diet. The exercise programs are good. Don't get me wrong. I think you're in need of exercise. We all are. But some of the stuff that you have to do to lose weight in some of these programs, nuts. So, this is a program based on a product that's been around for 20 years. It's not like it just came on to the market. Calitren's been around for 20 years. The essential active ingredient is collagen combined with protein, both things your body needs and makes, but doesn't make as much of either as you get older. Proven for 30 years to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss, collagen and protein together. The highest quality, made with natural digestive enzymes to help you absorb the collagen fully. 20% of your body is collagen. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. So let's do the smart thing. Let's do the right thing. After you are about Kara's age, when you get beyond Kara's age, you start to lose your natural collagen. So, Victoria, don't become a victim. Use the collagen. The peptides in it are proven effective at maintaining weight with no adverse effects. There are some of these things around that make you crazy because they have so much caffeine in them. You get jittery, you can't hold your hand steady, your stomach gets upset. Man, don't get on that. Get on this program. It's Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. You'll hear a lot of conversation about it here, and it's because we have, we got to focus on helping you stay healthy, that's for sure. Go to toploss.com, toploss.com. You get 10% off, plus a free bottle when you buy three. So 10% off and a free bottle when you buy three. Check the box for DJV. Or Doug Steffen Radio, so the good folks at Calotren know that you're a friend. Call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-867-5677. Or go to toploss.com to take advantage of this fabulous way to lose weight. Make sure you check the DJV box at Calotren, toploss.com.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotch Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, "I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking."
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had. This is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, 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 yes. Victoria and Karen, Doug, the focus on Laura Ingraham, in a sense, because Bill Maher has protected her, or he's offered his opinion that she ought not to be boycotted because he's been boycotted, because he's kind of a loose cannon, too, only on the other side. So he says, they'll do it to me, they'll do it to her. I don't think that's fair. It's not the American way. And that's really something coming from him, in a sense, to be lectured about the American way, I find amusing. I find him reprehensible. But yeah, I do. I just find him. He's not because of his thinking. No, it's not political at all. It's his smarmy smugness that bothers me and his vitriol. I will say, though, you can always find something good about everybody. There was a movie that he came out with about, 10 years ago, Religiosity? Was that how long
Religious.
Ago? Religious, that too.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah, it is a great movie. It really is. It puts it right where it needs to be, if you think like Victoria and me.
Yeah, well, if you're not really into organized religion, you'll like it. If you are, you'll think it's the worst thing you've ever seen.
Right, yeah. It's disrespect. You see, it's funny, aren't we? We're all so funny. We agree. I have no use for Bill Maher, but when something is done by someone that you agree with, then you sort of change your focus. And so in this circumstance, we're all subject to be... We're subject to be human beings. We change our minds. We make up our minds about different things. We aren't consistent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, but anyway, I thought it was interesting. He stuck up for Laura Ingraham. And then after he said that she's a reprehensible person, and he should know, look in the mirror there, Bill. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The DJV program, 23 after the hour. Seth Meyers has a new baby boy. It was not born in the hospital, however. It was born in the lobby of his apartment building. And so it's a rather interesting story. His wife's name is Alexi, I think, right? Yeah, Alexi.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And their daughter, the son is now Axel. And he came into the world a couple of days ago. His wife was feeling, did her water break? And that's when they were running down to get in. They ordered an Uber to get to the hospital, which I thought was kind of
interesting. Well, yeah, apparently they have a track record of this because they have another son who was born a few years ago, and they left. They got to the hospital about 20 minutes before the baby was born. Normally you get there hours and hours in advance.
Yeah.
And so I guess...
Isn't that better, though? To get there, probably.
I mean, it might be a little bit more stressful, but it's probably better for the woman to not have to sit there and, you know, be worried for hours and hours. But I guess they were in their apartment in New York, and they thought they had plenty of time, and she was upstairs with her mother, and suddenly the mom comes down, looks at Seth Meyers, and says, "We need to go," and, like, screams it. So they all get downstairs in the elevator. He calls an Uber. I guess that's the fastest way to get there. I don't know why you wouldn't just call an ambulance.
Because it'll take them forever to get there. The Uber's around the corner.
I guess. But anyway, so the Uber pulls up. They're getting in the car, and the wife says, "I can't get in that car." And they're like, "Why? We need to go. We need to go." And she said, "No, the baby is coming. The baby is out." And apparently, yeah, it was already coming out. So they go back in the lobby, lie down, and call 911. But the baby is coming out, and the baby comes out by the time 911 or by the time the ambulance and everyone was able to get there. But it was
a good story.
Yeah.
It ends well for everybody. All's well that ends well. So
and
Seth Meyers,
you know, I watched this interview, and I would recommend anyone actually watch it because I like Seth Meyers a lot, but it was very emotional. It was very, very sweet. It's very obvious how much he loves his wife and his other son. And I guess the baby's middle name, they said it's Strahl. And so Axel Strahl, kind of a weird name, but I guess it's named after his wife's grandparents who were in concentration camps, and they met literally, they met the day after they were both freed from concentration camps. So he was very sweet and grateful and thinking about past generations and what it has taken to get here. So
yeah, good. That's a good story. Music time, 25 past the hour. The Goo Goo Dolls have announced a 20th anniversary tour, Dizzy Up the Girl, Buffalo veteran alt rockers from... bass. Are they garage band? Is that how you would describe the Goo Goo Dolls?
No, they were more like 90s rock, which was very soft rock.
All right. So I don't know Pop Dizzy rock. Up the Girl. Is that one of their pop songs?
No, that's the album. That's the the 20th anniversary of that album.
This album.
And that album had a lot of different hit singles on it. So that was their big album.
So every night they're going to perform as they go around. Every night the whole album will be performed. A lot of other hits and deep cuts and that sort of thing. This goes back to 1998. Dizzy was a commercial behemoth upon its release, certified 4 times platinum due to its signature smash, Iris. I don't know this.
Yeah.
I know the Goo Goos, but I know the song.
You have Iris?
I don't remember.
Yeah, we came in with that. You must recognize it.
This went to that movie City of Angels,
right? Yep, got it. All right, so would you both go to this? You like this group?
Would go to it. I grew up really liking them. My oldest sister loved
the
them,
Goo-goos.
And I know all the songs, but I feel like Johnny Resnick, the lead singer, I don't think his voice is what it once was, so I probably wouldn't go.
Yeah, that's the big deciding factor with a lot of these 90s acts. Counting Crows, Live, Collective Soul, Soul Asylum, Three Doors Down, all these bands are going on tour this summer from 90s nostalgia, and the voice isn't there anymore. It's
that
a
goes
bummer.
For those of us who go to see some of the rock and rollers from the 60s and 70s, too, I've said, remember I went to see the Monkees last year or the year before?
Awful. All right.
And they can't sing anything anymore.
Yeah.
So anyway, that gets up to you. But it might be interesting to just watch them move around if you're close.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Now on the DJV show, D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Jennifer not here, so we're making up for it with enthusiasm, right, ladies?
Yes. Really, Kara? You left me hanging there.
Yeah, nice going, Kara.
You can handle it on your own.
So it's tax time, and a lot of people are grousing, as they do at this time of year, especially. We have 29 million small businesses in our country. And as I've said before, for some reason or another, people who run small businesses are attracted to this program. I don't know whether it's because they know enough about me and they know enough about this program to know that it is a small... I remember once in one of the trades there was an article entitled, "The Little Program That Could." And it was my story of how this program got started. It's now 30 years on the air, and it's just it's another, I don't know if I'm going to call my own story a great American story, but there are so many of us who have started businesses and made something of the idea that we had in whatever field we're in. So as you file your taxes, many of you do quarterlies or sometimes you play it loose, like I do sometimes, and you try to calculate, you miscalculate. Last year, I miscalculated badly, and so it cost me dearly. The point that I'm trying to make is we look to next, in Massachusetts, it's next Tuesday, because Patriots Day is Monday. For everybody else around the country, your money has to be in by midnight on Monday, or you get penalties and fines. But the point that I'm making here, and I'll have different things to say about it as we get closer to tax time. Most every day there's something different to be said. But I did some research on the plane last night. As a matter of fact, there actually was an article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday or the day before focusing on who pays the income tax. There will be $3.3 trillion of income taxes in the Treasury in the name of last year. There are other corporate taxes and other things that help run the government. But if you understand, and I think sometimes you and I, Victoria, have a different point of view on this, the fact that there's all the focus on the 1% and people that run companies make too much money and all that other stuff, there's a point to be made there, but the real point gets lost in some of the hoopla that it just becomes political. The fact is that the top 20% of Americans pay 80%, actually it's 87% of all the income taxes. The households with $150,000 or more in income make up 52% of the total income nationally, but pay large portions of total taxes. And the new tax law that went into effect last December that seemed to have some things in it that were good, not so good for the upper bracket. It really isn't. And so when you look at, you try to figure out how all this stuff is parsed, the federal revenue is not going up either. This is one of the other things that's troubling. We've borrowed so much money, and it doesn't seem like the plan, which was so hastily crafted, is going to do what it said it was going to do, or what it's the people that were promoting it said it was going to do. And it was because it didn't take enough time to figure out what really the ramifications are. And frankly, maybe on the other side of it, Victoria, you don't really ever know what you could speculate in all these think tanks, the Brookings Institute or this group or that. This is what it's going to mean. But you don't really know because you know what the economy is going to do.
Right. So it's all projections.
Right. It is. Yeah. So anyway,
but projections aren't good in any of the scenarios, really. So
no, that's why I'm going down that road here.
Yeah.
It's bad. We're borrowing so much money, and we have, and we don't get to the real point of the whole thing. It isn't taxes; it's what they do with the money. Do we need to have all these programs? Can't we better utilize all these people that work for the government to be more careful about waste and fraud and corruption and abuse? It is 1/3 of your tax dollar goes to waste, fraud, corruption. Listen to the, think about it this way. 1/3 of your money goes to pay the interest on the debt. 1/3 of your money goes to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. And 1/3 of your money goes to entitlements. Not much left for all the other stuff. And in fact, top earners pay a higher share of income taxes than does anybody else. And it so annoys me when I listen to people talk about how they need to get more out of the top 1%. I'm not in there. I have been in my life, for sure, been there and paid plenty in taxes. But at any rate, now the other side of this, if you get a weekly or a monthly or a biweekly paycheck like Kara, you do, you'll see an unwelcome surprise in your paycheck because there is money being taken out for other things, new deductions that are being taken out. So I just am suggesting that you watch whoever. If Rich McFadden, who's been an important part of this program for a long time, has a very interesting scenario or a theory, kind of a radical one, If you were looking each time you got your paycheck at the stub that told you where the money went, then you'd want change. But most people don't look at it. They just take what's on the face, they put the check on the back or do whatever it is. What do you do with the checks? You use them, you put them in front of a mirror and they actually go to the bank? What do you do with the check? I know you always laugh at me.
Oh, I take a picture of it.
Picture of it.
Yes, and it goes. It gets deposited into my app.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
What? It works every time.
Ah, it's perfect.
But most
I love
people
that.
Don't even, I mean, you get a pay stub, and we get that digitally, you know,
yeah,
in an email
deposit.
Now. But now it's, yeah, my I don't even have to look at my money in order for it to go into my account. It's just direct
I
deposit.
Like going to the bank with checks. It's just one of the
I, like, feel. That's my, that's like a nightmare of mine. If you want to kill me, send me to the post office first, and then yeah. say I have to go and talk to a teller at a bank, because those are two things that I avoid like the plague.
No, the DMV is worse than both of them.
No, you know what? The DMV is actually, I actually just was at the DMV to renew my license a couple months ago, and the DMV in New York City where I live is so automated now, it's actually a wonderful experience. You go in, you check in on the little iPad, they give you your number, they send you to the window, snap, snap, there's the picture, and then boom, you're out. I was in and out in 15 minutes. And it's all because it's all automated.
Yesterday
wow,
when I was...
the first time anyone has ever said that.
I know.
DMV.
I know.
I went to the... the public storage could have put my stuff away that I don't use during the summertime that's out in California. And there's a DMV office next door. And the line was out the door and around the corner on the street because California, as have other states, initiated a new requirement. Well, the federal government is saying you got to have new licenses. And so people are getting and it's taking so long to get them processed. That you got a, you said you got yours a couple of months ago?
Yeah, I got the new one that you can
you have the
fly
new one.
With. Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. Well, that's what they're doing in California. Now, California, admittedly, is so badly run, maybe that's why they were out there. I never saw the line, though, this long. Out the door and around the block.
Wow.
And, yeah, so, anyway, it's just, and that speaks back again to what I was talking about. We're paying all of this dough. Not only in taxes, but fees when you get your license. There's a lot of fees involved, and we still get lousy service. And I think that's the kind of stuff that should stop. Is that a radical idea?
No.
Radical.
It just makes sense, but...
Yeah, it does. What does it mean to be a radical, by the way? I had this also. You can tell when my mind is working in lots of different directions, and that... happens a lot when I don't watch movies or TV on the plane and just get dulled up, but I rather read. I find myself get all charged up about things. And I was thinking about what it meant to be radical and whether or not somebody sent me actually an email yesterday or I got some communication with somebody said that they were tired of the radicalism on this program. And I didn't think they were talking about me. I thought they were talking about you.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't say anything that's that radical.
Oh,
I don't. I would love, and I mean that very sincerely. I would love an example of anything I've said that's radical. That's just not how I think.
Well, everybody, to each his own. Where beauty is in the ears or the eyes of the beholder. In this instance, though, this theorist was working on a definition of radical. What does it mean? Does it mean the same thing now that it meant before radical Islam came into the picture? Was it brewing in America in the 60s during the Vietnam War? See, I thought we were all radicals then. And I would say once again, reminding you that I did watch a part of the Vietnam story, the Ken Burns produced thing that was on PBS on the plane last night. It really opened my eyes to a lot of things I didn't know. But the bottom line is the 60s was when radicalism started for me. And then, we take it and it means something different, whether it's, again, that kind of radicalism or radical Islam. What does it mean? There was an article in the New York Times, an obituary, actually, that caught my eye, where the words were written by somebody in George Mason University. Quote, a distinguished historian, lifelong radical and supportive comrade died, and it was written by another one of the professors. The obituary is written by a professor. And do we think that colleges are the places for radicalism? Did you ever feel? I went to school in a Midwestern college. The last thing I would have thought about, and it was during the Vietnam War, that era. Last thing I would have thought of is that we were radicals. But
I guess I don't. What's your definition of radical?
Well, I think that's the point. It's changed since when I was in a college environment and the Vietnam era to today, where radical Islam means something different. I think
right.
That kind of radical means it's
terrorism.
A different kind of radical.
Yeah, well, I guess radical to me means anytime you're doing something that's kind of extreme or unexpected or uh-huh. against what other people are doing. You know, radicalism, I think, for me, goes back even earlier than where it's going for you. I kind of think of radical feminism when women were trying to get the vote, and so they were going out and doing things that women hadn't done before.
Good example.
Right? And, you know,
yeah.
I think of here or in England, you know, women not wearing bras or burning things or throwing stuff through windows and, you know, just doing anything a little bit more extreme to try and get across their point that they mm-hmm. weren't happy with what was going on. Now,
right.
I think that's totally different than terrorism. But I think the most simplistic, you know, explanation I have for it is just doing something extreme, doing something out of the ordinary.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to see if we could come to some consensus on thinking that it was different now than it used to be. I think it is.
What's the radical definition that this person communicated with you? What was their definition of what's their example of you being radical on the show?
Me and my ideas about religion. And the remember, our program is heard in a lot of Midwestern and Mid-South stations in areas where religion, Christianity especially, is very, you know, very important. It's highly touted. And so there you don't go into the barbershop and say some of the things that,
but you know, though,
that might come out of my mouth.
Yeah, but I'm gonna stand up for you on this one. I think sometimes your message may be misconstrued because you are not against religion or against people having some sort of spirituality. You're a very spiritual person yourself, but you don't practice or don't subscribe to one particular organized religion.
No, I think they counter each other. I love the Pope. Even though I was off him for a while after Bernard Law.
Yeah,
but it's that kind of stuff, the pedophile stuff, that has turned me so against him. When you get, you know, it makes Jennifer crazy. We had lunch last Saturday, and because she's a really staunch Catholic, it bothers her. But because it gets into her face, it gets into her space, and she doesn't want to have that view challenged. And I understand that. All right, it's 11 before the hour here on the DJV show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Studies have shown that the vast majority of people thought to be allergic to penicillin really aren't. Often, these people confuse medication side effects with an allergy.
So common things like abdominal pain, nausea, or diarrhea that people commonly have while taking an antibiotic are thought to be a sign of an allergy.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Nipuni Rajapakse says true allergic reaction can have a spectrum of symptoms.
The most severe type of allergy that we all worry about and hear about is something called anaphylaxis. That usually presents in a few different ways, but the common symptoms being hives type, itchy rash, breathing difficulties, swelling of the airway, or dangerously low blood pressure.
Dr. Rajapakse says if you may be allergic but aren't sure, talk with your doctor and decide if an allergy skin test may be in order. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, those damn dogs. Can you keep them quiet, Warren, please, while I try to introduce you? Too much barking, too much fun. The pet show is what Warren has on the air every weekend around the country. He's been doing it for a long time, and that doesn't mean he's old. He's just experienced and seasoned, right? Is that a way for you? That's perfect. A good way for you to be known, don't you think? Warren, next line.
Chronologically challenged.
Yeah. Check out Warren on Facebook, facebook.com/thepetshow, or at thepetshow.com, warrenextine.com, hugsandkisses.com. That's a vitamin mineral supplement that you can find, and there are fabulous things in these that every dog and cat should have. Different formula for each, however. So check them out at petshow.com and hugsandkisses.com. So, you had somebody on your program. I was listening to you on Saturday as I was driving around L.A. And as I was listening to you, I always love your, I can see you. It's one of the problems with us being friends or anybody who's on the air that you know. I can see you in the studio being animated as these people are calling. And you were talking to somebody about dog teeth and what it is that you have to do to protect your dog's teeth. Are there dentists for dogs? I didn't get that out of the conversation.
Absolutely. There's a national organization of veterinarians that specialize in dental work. I've had them on the air with me. Yeah, 85 to 90% of dogs and cats will develop some type of dental or periodontal disease by the time they're 3 years old. And we think it's just a matter of maybe bad breath or maybe they'll lose a tooth. But they don't realize, a lot of people don't realize that when infections start, they can spread throughout the entire body. So it's really important important to keep those teeth really clean. If you can't do it yourself, you need to go to a vet, or there are now people that can come to your house without anesthesia and kind of keep the teeth clean until you have
it's
to go to the vet.
It's the same principle as humans, Warren.
Absolutely.
Our gums are very important. And if you let your teeth go into disarray, bad for your whole body. Same thing with your dog or your cat.
Yeah, but here's an important tip. A lot of people may assume, you know, I'm going to brush my dog's teeth. Why can't I use the same toothpaste as I do? And the bottom line is this, that when we brush our teeth, we spit and gargle. If you can teach your dog to spit and gargle, fine. If you can't, the bottom line is toothpaste is caustic. And if dogs ingest it or cats ingest it, it can make
fluoride.
Them sick.
It's fluoride. It's bad for them. Fluoride is bad for them.
Dog and toothpaste or a little baking soda and water like I use.
So if it's bad for dogs, don't you think it's bad for humans too? I don't want to get off on that trip right now. But
I don't know too many people that swallow their toothpaste, Doug.
I do. Oh,
yeah. I really swallow it.
Some people swallow because they think it cleans their breath.
What?
That's silly.
You need smarter friends, Doug. I was just
going to say that. The words right out of my mouth.
Wow. Yeah.
Now an attack on my friends. There it comes. In a moment, a great story of a rescue from Warren's program as well, right after this.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas.
Check.
I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
All right, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here on the DJV Show with a story about a rescue that will tug at your heart.
Yeah, it's a great story, Doug. I got a call from Julie, who's my assistant in Arizona. I live in California, and she told me this story just broke in the local paper. It's about a family with a young 6-year-old kid, and they went to the local shelter and adopted a year-old, 11-month-old American bulldog, already 85 pounds. You can see how large the dog was. No one wanted the dog because it was really large. So anyway, the kid went swimming, was being flushed down the creek. The parents couldn't get in. The water was too rough. This dog they've only had for 3 weeks jumped into the creek and with his body pushed the child off to the side, got him out of the water and saved his life. They only had the dog for 3 weeks. That's why I say when you rescue a dog, they will pay you back every single day for the rest of their life. I got a picture posted on my website. Incredible story. 85-pound dog, 6-year-old kid. The kid would not be here if the parents did not rescue that dog from a local shelter.
So rescue, it's a sentence kind of goes together. Rescue, when rescuers rescue. Or rescued gets rid of. Anyway, it's a great.
Who rescued
story.
Who? That's the bottom line.
Right.
Who rescued
exactly.
who?
Yeah, right. 85 pounds. That's a big bull.
And it's only a year old. He's still going to get a little bit bigger.
So is there something else in the blend, or is it just 100% American Bulldog?
It looked about 100%, maybe some 10% something else. But a great dog. I'm so glad the people.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.